day.
Wednesday.
Drink. Drink.
Wednesday.
Drink.
Drink day.
Wednesday.
Drink.
Coughing over there. You okay?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, you are? All right. We're just making sure. Oh, hey. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday Drink Day.
Yes. Best day of the week.
It's Wednesday. We're halfway through the week.
People halfway. Do like to call this hump day.
Would you ever imagine that? Halfway through the week?
You hear that sound? That is the sound of somebody about to get drunk.
Hey, sometimes you deserve it.
Yes.
You've made it halfway. You only got halfway to go, right?
Hump day.
It's hump day.
So, what were you saying? You got a free case of beer just now?
I did get a free case of beer.
You know, I did, let me just admit, I did find it a bit odd that he walked in here with an entire case of beer. I figured he just, was going to take the rest home for later,
Oh, I'm going to.
Well, I understand.
I thought it was odd when I was in the fridge and there was an entire case of beer. Because, before I even showed up, I was like, I might not even stop and get any beer. I might just come over and drink what's in the house.
Well, that's ridiculous.
If I would have, I should have thought about it.
You should have. Because you know
what? What's going on?
I only have, I'm on my last beer.
See?
So now that he has a whole case.
I'm not going to drink any more of my tall beers. I'm going to drink some of his.
And listen, I'm a gentleman. So, I'm saying $1 a beer.
You got it free.
$1 a beer going forward.
Wait,
fellas.
How did you get it free first?
Fuck you mean $1 a beer?
I won it actually.
Yeah, $1 a beer. We can go to the store for cheaper.
I played a beanbag tournament and I took first place.
Oh, Ben. Okay. Hey.
And I got $20 Booze Boys coupon.
That means we all won.
Yeah.
Well, still, I'll take some beer back with me.
You
take
some beer back with you. It's not like we're going to drink a
whole
beer.
But what I'm saying is, help yourself, fellas.
Well, you should have said that before I opened this other tall boy.
Well, you can't walk out with beer. That'd be ridiculous.
I'm going to walk out with my tall boys because I'm going to drink your beer.
Well, you have to put a tall boy back in the case. Let's not get carried away,
let's
fellas.
Let's not do that.
But he had to pay tax on his. I'm sorry. I can't sign on that.
Well, what's wrong with taxes?
Well,
what's wrong with taxes?
Kind of not American right there, fellas.
They don't pay taxes in Delaware. That's the first state, right?
Okay, so Delaware doesn't pay taxes.
They don't pay taxes.
They said fuck taxes.
No, seriously, if you buy something for 99 cents, it's 99 cents in Delaware. You can look this up right now.
Oh, so they don't pay sales taxes.
They don't pay sales taxes. That's taxes, right? I paid a sales tax for this beer.
A hefty
higher
sales tax.
But than the normal sales tax. That
but
you
I took
pay.
First place on a beanbag
almost
tournament.
A luxury
I mean,
tax.
It was a lot of work. I had to beat five teams.
You threw some motherfucking.
It's not bags. A lot of work. I will whoop your ass in the beanbag challenge.
How? When I'm the champion? Clearly.
Get the fuck out of here.
You're seeing the championship belt that I'm passing on.
Ladder ball, beanbags, darts, all these silly little games. I will walk right up with no prep and wax
that
everybody.
That is true because I've waxed you at. Darts.
I will wax everybody.
I let you guys. I was practicing, and I just wanted to practice, and
whatever.
I'm letting you guys play.
Whatever.
It's all good.
I can't just
I've
come in there and whoop you guys' ass.
I've never seen anybody practice but not practice.
Well, it's not like I'm out of the game always. I'm always right in the hunt.
I've never seen somebody practice and never get better.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm pretty good at darts.
Man,
I beat you at darts.
Yeah, I beat you every single time
and
I play.
And you play in a league, sir.
Well, no, every good, time... If good... Okay, that must be a relative word. That
well,
just
good.
Proves my point that
it
I can. If you're
word.
Good, that means I can legitimately walk in any place and whoop everybody's ass.
But we've
darts,
never really
which
played
I
a
have.
Real game of darts.
Oh yes, we have.
Half of it.
We played on a damn the whole thing fell up. Mm-hmm. We played at Man oh. Trip 3, and I seem to remember I won that game quite
and,
fairly and easily.
I still remember I also had an edible that was running through my body,
So did I. Let's make excuses now. I mean...
He's got nothing but excuses.
Yeah,
yes.
What...
I think if anybody was on that edible, it was me at the last moment.
Me? I was eating Mistaken's edible out the garbage that
yes.
they tried to throw away.
Yeah, we
shit.
Already... We took care of his. We split that.
Because remember...
And
I
had a whole bottle of liquor.
If I'm not mistaken, this was the same point when we went to the Mall of America... And then everybody was following me after the Mall of America, like I knew where I was going, like I lived.
That was horrible.
In Minneapolis.
I wasn't driving. I already would have just drove back
home. I was in the back seat.
I wasn't driving either. I was just telling people
where I was driving.
I was heckling. My job was just heckler.
Remember when I gave the tour?
Yes. The tour of downtown.
There's Target Field.
There it is. We had the story about the river. Oh, yeah. They do the race down the river.
They do race down the river.
It was amazing. I mean, you had no logic to anything that you were saying.
Hey, but everybody was listening. Yes. Right or wrong.
It was amazing.
Well, that's not completely right, because I can't fully say that I was really listening. I mean, I knew everything that was coming out of your mouth was pure bullshit.
I mean,
that was terrible.
But there were some legitimate facts. Oh, yeah, facts. But, come on. The rest of it, I knew what was happening.
I saved us from going to St. Paul.
I knew you had the Mexican hypnotized. Our Mexican driver.
The Mexican yes.
He was hypnotized, and he was following every single word
that came out of his mouth. He was being blessed like I was giving tithes and shit.
He was. It was ridiculous.
That guy. Fucking...
Yeah, that guy. Jesus. I mean, what happened with this inviting us to the movie theater to watch a UFC fight? What took place here?
I don't know, but that's about...
I don't even understand why that would have even been an invite out
That's the most half-gay shit I've ever heard of.
Because
He's trying to get us half-gay.
Here are my three questions that I had that I just decided I wasn't going to ask.
I knew right away.
When I just said, that sounds like no fun, was my answer. But I had all these legitimate questions. Can I drink in the theater?
Right.
Can I bring my own beer in the theater? Can I smoke in the theater? Can I smoke in the theater?
Yes.
If I can do all those and it's free.
Well, let's face it. We watch our UFCs a certain way.
We've
been doing it the same way.
And we're not going to change.
For many years.
Can I pause that?
Why?
Get up and leave?
Why fix something that's not broken?
Our system works.
Right. Our system has
always worked.
When our fight night viewing has not went exactly like we always do it, it's been fucked up and it's been some fuckery.
Look, whenever we had the fuckery, whenever there was the fuckery,
who
was involved with it? That damn Mexican.
Yeah. He did it once with his buddy.
Oh, well, hold on now.
With the new house?
Oh, yeah.
It worked out,
though. But it did work out.
Did we not watch it? That's because
we used the power of the universe to do what we want.
We had the G-Pen.
No, right. It's because I took care of the situation.
Oh, we had the G-Pen.
We were doing all the illegal activities they banned us from doing immediately when we got there. Me and him made it a point to go immediately
outside
and desecrate their rules.
That. Oh, yeah.
And broke every rule that they had. You do that, though, we won.
It's not like
right away we won.
Say we couldn't go in the garage, because he did say.
No.
It didn't matter. We had already done. We had already, yeah. Didn't matter.
No.
We was already past the point.
He seemed like he was. No.
Wife was pregnant, though, too. And
you know what?
That was the silliest shit I ever heard of.
I've got two, and I've never told anybody they can't come over to my house and do whatever they want to do. Their illegal activities, get drunk. I never said it to you.
He's not part of the fight.
I had not said it to
him. But you know what was funny about
it? If he was coming over to my house with you, I wouldn't have said it to him.
We outsourced. We outsourced to watch a fight.
Yeah, but
that's
what we're doing.
I don't believe what's funny about that.
When they had that little rule, and then they both basically said, oh, yeah, we're major stoners.
Yes.
All at the same time.
But just not now. Okay, whatever.
Because she's pregnant.
Me and Ramona have already discussed this, and by the time they said that, we had already broken that rule.
We tore that rule. We did it right away.
Yes.
And that's why we just did whatever we wanted
to. And the night still worked out. We still watched the fights. And
that's only
wins.
Because
I'd
we
like
made
to thank
it happen.
Franco Science for that.
Yeah, the G-Pen. That was a good experience. Because it was super windy outside in the back. Yeah,
it was.
And we didn't have to do anything.
No problem. There was no problem with the G-Pen.
I couldn't even get a cigarette lit. I mean,
G-Pen worked flawlessly in the wind. That's what it was designed for.
Yes. No, it was a good time. And we had a good time. We watched the fights.
Hey, I'm not gonna mince words, but I bought another G-Pen.
I'm not gonna give G-Pen no more money.
Here's why I bought another G-Pen. So now,
until
the one that I have,
me properly.
The one that you also purchased, they no longer make the chamber thing for it, right?
Oh, yeah. So it's already broken.
So they have a new model.
They have another model. Okay. It's a slimmer model. It's a nicer model, actually.
I'm sure it has to be.
It's a very nicer model. And guess what's even better with the model? It's cheaper.
Really?
Yeah. What's the price? Well, that makes sense, though. This, that makes this sense, though. As they develop their technology.
For $22?
$22.
See, now that makes me think I'm not even going to replace my other one, because why?
Just purchase it.
For that price, that's how much the battery costs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can just get $22.
But I do like the Snoop Dogg one.
It is a Snoop Dogg.
Very impressive.
It is a Snoop Dogg.
The customer service, not impressed.
Well, of course, it's a...
And I can't fault them. They don't have a real customer service
yet. No. Nobody's establishing real corporate
roles. I'm sure if we
took some time, I'd get
delve into the customer service support that you tried through Twitter.
Well, that's how I have to...
You do. Well, I don't know why he doesn't ever give a phone call.
You didn't call the source.
Why don't you ever just give a phone call?
I saw it right on Twitter.
No, I just called...
Science, I must admit, he ain't done me wrong. Yes. I ain't had any questions to ask.
And every once in a while,
they favorite or retweet
my tweets. When you promo them, that's what they're doing for me.
Why not?
And maybe that's why I haven't went at them hard on Twitter. It's because I did like their product. I did enjoy it.
It was a great product.
It's not working right now.
Probably, but you did ask
for probably my fault.
Yeah.
All I want is a little help.
But did
you give
them a call?
A little teamwork.
I won't call them.
I'm not going to call them.
Why did you give them a call?
Through Twitter.
We can talk on Twitter.
Hey,
it's my preferred. It's my preferred method of communication.
And it is true that you can conversate on Twitter.
That's how I handle all my customer service.
Yeah, I know.
Took care of Chevy's.
Eventually, I might get on the phone with them, but it's got to be set up
over there.
It's got to be set up.
That place right over there, Buffalo Wild Wings. They know when I'm in there. Mm-hmm. They know when I pull out that phone that yes, they he might be on that Twitter machine, and he might be bad mouthing us.
He's on.
We know him.
He might be on Yelp talking about me right now.
United Airlines knows me.
Twitter's better than
American Airlines knows me.
You really put yourself out there. Maybe I need to change my name to get out.
What has to happen?
You need to learn to work Twitter.
What has to happen is
I do Twitter.
Is
all right.
That when you see things that they're doing that is screwed up,
you're a bad tweeter.
You have to fix it.
Yeah, I may be a bad tweeter.
You are a bad tweeter.
You're on the level of the mistaken. Y'all have bad tweets. You got a couple gimmicks. You do. You use Argus 911.
I brought that into the whole thing. That's good,
but you got to just use that as a side piece. You know.
Yeah.
I mean,
the teabag one was pretty good today.
That one made
me
laugh.
Oh, the Conor McGregor.
It made me laugh.
That was a good one.
I figured I got to throw that out there.
Because I think maybe he thinks teabag is different. Yes. Maybe teabag means something different.
Well, Chad Mendes said he's going to wrestle him down or something, and he said, well, I'm going to teabag you. I thought it was clever.
But then at the end of the day, it's just like, well, I don't think I would tell somebody I'm going to teabag
you. Right, but think about it like this. You. How much does that get in his head? This little fucking weirdo.
Yeah,
gonna teabag me.
You know what makes it better?
Get in my head.
This is what would get in my head if somebody was going to do that to me.
Be like, no, the fuck you ain't, bro.
If he actually teabags him.
Oh, that'd be great. At the end of the match, drops down.
Teabags him.
Put a little teabag on his forehead. Just like he said, he does do what he said he's going to do. That's what he says.
Yeah, I hope he does.
But really, I don't see Chad Mendes really. He's going to lose Aldo anyways. So, really, I don't see Chad Mendes fighting McGregor. I don't ever see that fight happening.
Why not?
That fight will eventually happen.
You can't say that.
That fight could happen sooner than you think because circumstances change real quick.
That fight could happen.
That could be next.
In 2 or 3 months.
Yep, it could be.
In all honesty, shit changes on the regular.
Yeah.
All it takes, Jose gets hurt,
and they already got hype for it.
Well, Jose, he has a fight this weekend, so.
Hey.
Yeah, I think Jose might hold on the belt.
So did Hayden Burrell.
Hey, yeah, it don't mean you can't get hurt.
No one thought Hayden Burrell was going to pull out the day of the fight.
Because you can't wait the day of the fight, or the day before. Yeah, because he didn't make the
weight. That's the day of.
But Aldo's still the champion, so if he pulls out,
well, naturally, if you
it's paid, within 24 hours,
if you paid to get there, and you paid for that ticket, and he pulls out, yeah, that's fucked up.
That's really fucked up.
He should never get another title.
Oh, they're going
to... Aldo? Aldo.
Burrell. They got Burrell on punishment. He's fighting Mitch Gagnon.
Oh, no, he's...
If I was honest to God, he must have a nice contract with the UFC. Because if I was Dana White and I would have fired his ass.
Yeah, but think about it from UFC business standpoint. Burrell is still worth a profit. Even if it's not a major profit. His, you know, by they own his contract, so... They can still make money off his contract while he's there. They don't have to. They don't have to build it. You know, they don't have to make it extravagant, no. But they can still make some dollars off of it.
Well, why not? That's why they booked a fight with him.
I wouldn't.
They might throw him in there with the new up and comers. Yeah, and he might be there to gatekeep.
I wouldn't.
That's what
I wouldn't throw him for shit fights.
He's still a good Brazil
fighter.
If
I was going to keep him, I would use him on level of, well, I guess you could just fight contenders.
But now it's a trust. It's a trust issue.
It is a trust issue. Complete.
Because what's going to happen next time?
Well, that'd be terrible.
For the title,
UFC should never do something like that. Still,
do what?
I mean, if Brow goes through when he beats, wins three fights, he should get a title shot.
Why?
Because that's what makes it competitive.
So
it makes
it
UFC.
Three fights, and he's fighting nobodies, and he's gatekeeping. You think he should get a title shot?
Well, Brow's number one.
I don't
know. Brow's not number one.
And he's certainly not now.
No, he got dropped from number one.
Where'd he drop to? Because he's not number one.
He's not number one.
We'll look it up.
Well, there's nobody else that's still challenging for his belt.
After this weekend, he won't be.
Because Dominic Cruz isn't ahead of him. He's ahead of Dominic Cruz still.
He's not number one. Because Dana White ain't with that.
Dominic Cruz is not in. What are you talking about?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I fucked up.
Wait.
No, he is in that one. Dominic Cruz is in there.
Well, what happened was we were talking about two different weight classes at the same time. We was going all those.
And we went to Brow. Brow, and Dominic Cruz is in that weight class. He's going to fight TJ Dillashaw.
So Dominic Cruz, wait, they did update the rankings.
Brow is not number one.
Well, I think Dominic Cruz is.
He won't be, you know what I'm saying? No matter what happens,
he's number five. So yeah, Dominic Cruz is in that weight class. So he's fighting next. But I'm saying Brow needs to win three fights and he should get his title shot.
Why three fights and why... No, that's...
Three top contender fights and you should get a title shot.
I don't get it. Oh, okay, no.
Top contender fights. Three top contender fights,
I don't
he
know.
Gets a title shot.
How does he win those fights?
But who did they just give him now to fight?
I mean, three top 10 people?
Yeah.
Because anybody in the top 10 is legitimately a contender for the title.
A contender for the title if TJ Dillashaw is holding the title.
They got to go through Brow.
Chris Cariosa just fought for the title.
Brow is the gatekeeper. They have to go through Brow. You already have Dominic Cruz fighting for the belt now. That fight's going to happen. TJ Dillashaw, Dominic Cruz. That fight's going to happen.
So they do still have
Brow is going
number
through.
One right now.
He is still ranked number one.
Cruz is number two. But everybody knows that don't matter. Brow's fighting Mitch Gaines.
You know why it don't matter?
Number 15.
You know why it don't matter? Because look what just happened to him. He's not fighting Dillashaw for the title.
He's fighting Co-Main. Co-Main.
He
ain't main no more.
So there we go. Now he at least, at this point, he wins his fight, he advances. You get two more fights, you get the winner out of Dominic Cruz, TJ Dillashaw.
You know what though?
But who does he fight?
How's he going to
fight
back
Dennis, Dennis Bermudez?
But no,
I mean,
but is he fighting in the top five?
That dude is not going to fight for the title again. I'll tell you why.
10.
He's not going to fight for
Dominic
the title
Dominic Cruz
again.
And TJ Dillashaw is about to have a threesome.
And by the time it's all said and done, Brow won't even be in the picture no more.
I hate a threesome, though.
They're going to have a threesome.
They shouldn't, though.
They're going to.
They shouldn't.
They got all the hype for it.
If Dillashaw loses, he should have to step back, take one more fight to get back in. That
why?
He beat the shit out of the champion.
Because that division is...
Where are you at? Wait a minute.
So Uriah Faber's going to fight for the title.
So
he might.
So you're saying...
Dillashaw gets knocked
If Dominic Cruz beats Dillashaw, Dillashaw should have to fight three more fights to get back?
He should have to take one more fight. One more fight to get back in. He has to take a fight.
But... No, how would that even work?
They're selling Alpha Male versus Dominic Cruz.
Uriah Faber is going to get mixed in here somehow.
He might sneak in on a humbug and get a title shot.
But
that's what he's there. No one can beat him.
Brow is not getting
that
back.
Is true though, because if Dominic Cruz does win, Uriah Faber maybe should be next in line.
He's on a win streak.
He's on a beautiful win streak,
and he's number three.
I think he's three.
He's number three.
I think he is.
I would think he's three. Dominic Cruz, technically, I don't care what nobody
says,
should be number one or the champ.
He's the champ.
Faber is number three. And then they got Asunciao, who's coming up.
Brow is never going to get another title shot.
Oh, he's getting back.
Oh, God, it's not going to happen.
He needs to be back. Oh, yeah? Let's watch. What if number 15, Mitch Gagnon, beats Brow? Dude is number 15.
Then
I don't know about this dude. Maybe he's coming up. Let's look. Who has he fought? He's 12-2. That's a good record.
That is a good record.
I don't know who he's really fought.
He's fought well, in any case, it's a feeder fight. It's a feeder fight for Brow. It's a feeder fight. They want Brow back in the mix.
He's beat.
And why not? He deserves to be in that mix.
I don't think that's a feeder fight.
He's got a loss to Brian Caraway.
He had a bad fight.
Who has he got?
He has a loss to Brian Caraway.
Caraway is in the mix, too.
He has a win over Dustin Kimura, who just signed to fight somebody in a big, kind of a big fight. It was, who did he sign to fight? Somebody. Dustin Kimura is a good fighter. Then he has wins over these two guys who I haven't heard of.
Tough Nationals.
Tim Gorman and Roman Salazar. So
he's the tough champion?
So he's number 15. Is he a tough champion? He might be.
It was at UFC,
Tough Nations. He fought on that card.
Oh, he fought on the card.
Yeah.
Oh.
He fought on a pay-per-view. And he won Jones against Tim Gorman. He's fought on some big pay-per-views already. He's been on three different, probably on the prelims.
He's been on a fight night.
Yeah, so he's coming up. What if he beats Brow, dude?
If he beats Burrell,
which I can see happening right now.
There we go, then.
Burrell took an ass whooping.
Then we know that Burrell's not in the top anymore.
And then didn't fight.
He mentally collapsed in
really?
The fight after.
If he loses that fight, he's out of the top 10.
He mentally
he's
collapsed
out of the top 10
before
at this
point.
Well, they said he collapsed, and hit his head.
That's what they say.
That's what they said.
That's what they say.
That could happen. You could hit your head.
But it's still a mental. It's still a mental collapse.
Bad
things happen. I mean, let's be realistic, though. You know, it's... He had a bad time.
Let's face it, though.
Let's not call him a quits, though.
I mean, don't know. If I did bump my head, now you're the baddest motherfucker on the planet.
I don't know.
I'm going out
there
to fight.
This is what I'm thinking is happening here.
Going out there.
That
I'll
fucking
take my
guy
ass
has this going on. He's got one hell of a thing for Burrell.
I don't have a hell of a thing for Burrell. I'm just saying.
Oh, shit.
You got some more stuff to say about Burrell? Can we move on to another topic?
We can move on.
Okay, I'm the loser horn.
The loser horn. Oh, okay, all right, so I got...
Oh, you want to talk about the Aldo rankings? I mean, you were talking some crazy shit on that shit, too. I don't even remember what you said. Aldo's going to fight... I don't know what you were saying.
He was saying everything.
Aldo,
you were
Conor
talking
McGregor.
About the teabagger.
Yeah.
Cub Swanson's number two, so what about him? Frank Yeager's number three.
That's a great fight that's happening. In November, that fight's
going to
be nice.
There's still some people coming up that will get another shot. They have to fight each other.
There's a lot of fights going on.
Chan Sung Jung's is going to get dropped from the rankings because he's gone for 2 years. Mm-hmm. See, they took his picture off.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
cold.
That's
cold.
That's horrible.
They took his picture off.
The Korean Zombie has to go.
UFC website.
He has to take off for a little bit.
I know, but Dana didn't have to remove his damn picture like the man
well,
don't
to
fucking
military.
Exist no more.
Shit.
I think that's a political deal right there.
I think it
he's
is.
He's enlisted for a foreign army. So, even though he's an ally, that's weird. They took his picture off. But they still have him ranked. He'll be removed soon.
Hey, we'll see y'all in a short moment.
Yes, yes.
Really, I think...
Motherfuckers.
Another Wednesday. Another drink day.
Wednesday, drink day.
Woo-woo.
Yes, it's been a crazy day.
It has been a day. It's been one crazy day.
Yeah.
During the break, they still continued to talk about Burrell.
Well, he likes this guy. Like, he likes Ryan Bader. He has that same thing for Burrell now.
They continue to talk about it.
And
I
and,
believe
know,
in
I
fighters.
Was hoping that we
I believe,
gotten,
in, no, I believe
I,
in fighters.
I was hoping we was going to get on a different subject. But
we could have been.
He's hot on Burrell right now.
You're a real hater of Burrell. I don't know why you don't believe in Burrell.
It's not like I don't hate him.
It seems like you hate him right now. Why y'all hating him so
much? No, I think it's more fans have a grudge because he kind of fucked up a pay-per-view.
He shit on the pay-per-view.
He did shit on
the
pay-per-view. Because I wanted to see that rematch. I didn't want to see it when they first announced it, but then I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to see that rematch.
Yes.
Want to see what's really real.
Yep. Did Dillashaw,
was he really that
is
good?
Is he going to do that again?
It didn't make it so we did not rent that pay-per-view.
It did. It completely screwed
it really
that up.
It really fucked everything up.
It messed everything up.
That's all I'm saying.
Because everybody, we all bailed on that one.
Yeah.
And UFC can't do that shit. And really, yeah, you're right, though. They should punish that fucker because we didn't pay money to see this. And we pay a lot of money to the UFC to see these fights.
He just flip-flopped, y'all. He's on the same level that we were just on. Now he's on the same thing. See, we won. It pissed him off, too.
He's on our team now.
Of course he...
I can respect your anger. I can respect you guys' anger. I respect it. I get it.
It's horrible. What if you paid... What if you paid and you flew? And you rented a hotel? Even though I would still party and have a good time.
I would. I'd have fun.
But what if you did this specifically and this was the fight? What was
that fight you wanted to see?
What if you spent premium dollars?
What if you were a Hayden Burrell fan like yourself? That went to go see your favorite fight.
Whoa, get careful, everybody. Now, I wouldn't go and fly out to go see that fight unless I was there and I got tickets.
If Ryan Bader was on the same card, Ryan Bader's on the card.
Oh, he'd be all over.
Hayden Burrell main event.
He'd be all over there skeeting. Skeet.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
That's what he would be doing. Everybody knows this.
I like Ryan Bader. I think he's a good fighter.
I have nothing against Ryan Bader. He's a good fighter, but you just seem to get hard-ons for these fighters.
You kind of put all your eggs in one dude's underwear.
You're just waiting for that one sperm to come out and touch you. I talk about a lot of
MMA.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm a big MMA fan.
Okay, let's talk about... All right, let's bring it back to... Okay, the Cain Velasquez, he's out, right? This is a big fight that was coming up. This is a heavyweight fucking title. This is the true baddest motherfucker on the planet. Yes, for real.
It is.
You're heavyweight.
Great fight.
This is the man. So he's out. I have a theory. When our little buddy tried to invite us to go watch this at the movie theater, that's when that shit got jinxed, and that's when that caused Cain Velasquez to drop out the fights right then and there.
That could be true.
But he fucked that all up.
But why would he ask us to go to the movie theater to watch the fight?
I don't know. Were we looking for a place to watch him? Because, yet? I mean, was there a
That's like a month away.
Did anybody even mention this fight?
There's pay-per-views before that. There's lots of fights before that that we're
going
to watch.
Isn't there one this weekend?
There's ones every weekend going up till then.
That will be at that fucking guy's house.
Oh, there's like every weekend.
Fantastic. I got a taekwondo tournament.
Yes. Kya!
Okay. Good. Yeah, so the fight's
on. So I'm going to be all amped up before.
Do you think they're showing it at the movie theater? Maybe we can just go there.
Apparently. That's where the Mexicans are going to be going.
Wild Wings and watch the fights with all these people over there.
I would rather watch it there because at least I can have some drinks.
You see, and that's why I was talking about that dickhead even though I'm bad on the ground. Because that's what you're going to run into when you go to these fights in the theater.
What do you think you're going to run into? Oh, that's what he's mean.
That's what I'm saying. That dickhead.
Because
that asshole.
All I can think is who is going to sit in the movie theater seats and watch goddamn fights?
We're going to be amped up in there. I don't want to be there.
And I want to drink. I want to take lots of leaks.
Yes.
And I'm going to walk all the way to the other side of the building to use the restroom.
I want hospitality. I want to be able to sit on the couch and relax.
I mean, don't get me wrong, fellas.
And watch the
fight. I would love to watch this on a freaking giant screen.
If it was a private setting,
I would watch any fight. I don't want, like, fucking strangers in the tight shirts and the Affliction or whatever shirts they have on nowadays with two sizes too small.
Yeah.
Put your child's shirt back in his closet, coming in there hulking out.
Right.
Being a dick. And their cousins is Matt Hughes or some shit. It's something weird.
And they always know.
You know you're going to run into that guy.
They're always kind of sunburned from the tanning booth. Yeah. And they're muscly.
And they're all
muscly. You know what I'm saying? With the tight
shirt. They're always
shirt.
Doing this number.
But they're little dudes too. They don't train legs. They never train legs.
They're just
they got big arms and shit.
Big old arms. I see them every day at the gym.
Just big old arms.
Yeah, that's all you're arms. That's all yours, big arms.
You're
that's
nothing
it.
But arms. Good
Get
luck
out of
buddy.
Here.
I had a bad thought. It's kind of like they just worked out in a wheelchair for a long time.
Pretty much.
They are. They're doing this.
Wheelchair people got some big arms.
They got some big arms.
They're strong.
All they're doing is...
You see them hoist themselves up on shit?
They have no
choice. Orangutans?
So they're strong. They're really strong.
They can swing on shit. I know they can.
They're walking on their hands.
Oh, they can swing on shit. Oh, yeah. Fucking got it going on.
Those handicapped people on the wheelchair people.
Handicapable
people on the monkey bar is great.
Damn.
They'd be going, man. They'd be having the big muscles,
they
man.
They toss them up and they grab the bar.
They'd be having big muscles, man.
They start swinging.
They even push themselves onto the ground with their hands.
Yeah, they can do the plank.
Bring themselves straight up. Man, they should gymnasts. Be in a circus.
That takes a lot to do that.
Yeah. You see those dudes at the gym, they look like wheelchair patients. Oh. Not patients, you know what I mean. Wheelchair victims. No! No, not victims. You know what I mean.
It's pretty dark.
That's kind of messed up.
Yeah, we went pretty dark.
Yeah, I'm done. I was giving them props. I didn't go pretty
I'll
dark.
I'll give myself a
little I wanted to say, because...
Hey, I was giving them props, because I was just saying they have a lot of strength in they upper body. But they should.
Powerful.
But they do. They have a lot of strength in the upper body. He said they were like orangutans. I didn't say that.
You went along with it. You're just guilty.
I was just saying that, hey.
A lot of them, their mother had a drug problem. They had a drug problem.
Something was going on.
And me, I always go along for the ride, but boy, when they got to that wheelchair talk, it was pretty hard for me there. I'm going to be honest.
Why should you show, hey, is there not people in wheelchairs? I mean, come on. Get real.
I know.
There's nothing wrong with talking about it.
Are you discriminating that segment of talking about it?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. It's all right.
Maybe we don't know all the correct terms and everything.
Yeah, handicapable.
Hey,
I don't know.
I'm here to learn.
I don't know why y'all shout that out.
Handicapable is we're a good thing.
Is that the term that they want?
I think that's
a politically correct way of saying it.
I mean, would they mind if I said the guy in the wheelchair or the girl in the wheelchair? I mean,
I'm not handicapped.
I don't know why they're in that wheelchair.
I think it's more hip if you call it.
I think wheelchair chair. Jimmy said that.
If you don't even say wheelchair, just say chair.
The chair. He's in the chair.
He's in the chair.
You're in your chair.
I think most people say he's in a chair. I don't think a lot of people say he's in a wheelchair.
Right, because we all know it has wheels on it.
I don't know enough people in a wheelchair.
Hey, you know what's the most offensive movie for people who's in wheelchairs? It's great because I'm trying to stay straight about this one. But have you ever seen WALL-E?
Yeah, that's a great movie.
No, I've never seen it.
What? That's fantastic.
WALL-E.
That's one of my favorite animated
movies. Come over, we'll watch it together. It's a great
movie. Actually, I saw that in the theater.
All these people are in like freaking mobile wheelchairs. And they're obese and overweight and blobs.
Because they don't move anymore by themselves. So
they ride on the wheelchair.
They can't. Yeah. They move everywhere they go.
Wow.
That's great. That's I'm just saying, that's like, to me...
That movie is...
To me, if I was one of those buff ones in the wheelchair, I'd kind of be offended by that.
Why?
Because they were all obese and out of control. Like, they didn't
want to work. You're buff, you know,
because
you're not obese.
I mean, you know what I mean.
Well, I'm just saying.
How many obese people have you really seen in a wheelchair? Pushing themselves around.
It's quite a bit.
Seriously?
Pushing themselves.
Pushing themselves around?
Well, you know, you see something. I work in a nursing home, so
you
some watch, really
they
big
ride the, you watch them walking all crazy.
And they ride the carts. Yeah, the electric
carts. They ride the electric carts.
I've seen the big person
I'm
in
talking,
the chair, though. It's
I'm
terrible.
I'm talking about wheeling themselves.
I worked in a nursing home, man. It's
wheeling themselves. I mean,
lots.
These other dudes.
Lots, man.
You seen the dudes in
that
movie? 7 years
of it, dude.
They got that movie where they're playing, I don't know, they're flipping off the ramps and playing basketball.
Yeah, that's the one that can afford
it.
But not a lot of everybody can afford that.
No.
The nursing home I was working at.
Oh, come on. They're doing that for
a wheelchair.
What do you mean, man?
They had wheelchairs.
The special wheelchair?
That's because they
want
to do it.
I think I can, if
the actual wheelchair.
To,
the wheelchair.
They make special wheelchairs because that's what they do.
It's because they have different things that they do.
They evolved into that.
I'm saying that most people that you see in a wheelchair, they do have nice, thick arms.
You know what's
fucked up? Yeah, it's a workout. Shit, you got.
You know what's fucked
that's
up?
That's all I'm saying.
Roll.
I'm not saying that they have to have one of those sport wheelchairs that you see like in the Special Olympics and shit. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, and it's not wrong for me to say that because it is true. That is a true statement.
Oh, the question that you asked me is how many people I've seen in a wheelchair who's obese, and I've seen a lot of obese people in wheelchair.
Many?
I work in nursing home from
16
to 23 years old. 7 years of seeing.
All you're telling me is that you've had 7 years of seeing
old
these people
fat
in wheelchairs.
People in chairs.
Listen to what he's saying.
Old fat.
So you've seen a segment of the wheelchair population.
You're saying old and fat.
But you
most
said how many people I've seen in the wheelchair, and I'm saying lots.
I've seen
lots.
But most of the ones that I've seen, I haven't seen old fat people in wheelchairs unless it's...
Yeah, they're in a nursing home.
The nursing home day.
They're right there.
They're
right there. They probably do now. I haven't been in a nursing home in a long time.
Well, everybody's got a rascal.
From 16 to 23.
Do you ever get mad? Okay, do you ever see somebody in the rascal or the grocery store scooter and you think to yourself... And I don't know why, but this always happens. Not always, because sometimes I don't think this way, but sometimes I'll look at the person and I'll think to myself, I bet they don't fucking need that scooter. Is that, do you ever do that?
You know,
I, all the time.
And I don't know.
Do you know how many times I've
sometimes
gone
it looks like they're faking it.
To like Walmart or whatnot.
Yeah.
And thought, I should get on one of these scooters.
Well, I've rolled one of my thoughts.
I've rolled a scooter before.
Plenty of times. Like, my nights just walk in there and just go get on a scooter and ride around.
I can ride on this scooter.
You can if you want, but it's not really.
Like, I don't want to go through no paperwork. I don't want no hassle.
No, you can just grab it and ride it.
No, because they can't ask you to sign no paperwork.
People can't ask
HIPAA laws, dude.
And there's ADA laws. They can't fucking
HIPAA
violate
ADA.
HIPAA.
What's your disability? They can't. Oh,
they can't
you're in trouble.
You what your disability
now you just
is.
Got sued, Walmart.
How dare you, yeah. Walmart?
What does it matter what my disability is?
I'm getting out of this car right now, and I'm walking back to my car, and I'm following the grievance.
Ain't you seen all the signs? They got the signs for the service dogs and all this shit up there.
I would refuse to leave the car. If they stopped me riding their scooter and they were telling me I'm in violation of something, I will refuse to get out of the scooter.
And tell them, prove that I'm in violation of something.
You got to yell, help. Help!
Oh, let's start. Oh, they're going to tase me for sure.
I would probably call the police.
Somebody help me! Yeah. Driving away from them, calling the cops.
They're trying to remove me.
They're
from
trying
a
to remove me from a scooter, telling me that I don't need it.
Somebody's right. Chasing me.
Why don't I need it? Because I would have really dunked that basketball in the hoop.
I rolled up in the chair and I jumped off the chair. I kissed the rim. I did a kiss the rim.
I rode one of the bicycles around for a while.
Is that why they're saying I don't need it? Yeah. How do they know I don't need this thing?
I had a spurge of energy.
I put all the TVs on the same channel and shit. I was up and about. So they thought it was suspicious, but fuck them. That's violation.
Yeah. You can't violate me like that.
No, but you question my disability.
Yes.
At the end of the day.
Maybe I get tired.
Hey,
did you think about that?
I think if I wanted to, I could probably go to a doctor and talk my way into multiple diagnoses.
I guarantee you could.
Yeah, I could.
I guarantee.
Oh yeah, they would find all sorts of shit wrong with
him. How are they going to tell
you? He's a narcissist. He's a fucking sociopath.
How are they going to tell you something?
It's all in your answers and what you tell them.
And how are they going to tell you something?
I'm sure I could qualify. I should try and see if I can qualify for something.
Yes.
I'll do that as soon as they pass.
What medical. Can I qualify for? I don't know. If I can qualify for something, it might be worth it. But I'm sure it's a lot of paperwork, and I can't deal with that shit.
Well, it not only is it a lot of paperwork, but actually, I could probably go in there and just talk.
You can ramble off
probably
some
just
shit.
Put
they
me
would,
on all sorts.
They
of
would
shit.
Diagnose
oh,
you.
Oh yeah.
They I mean, I'm sure that if I grew up in the era of ADHD or all those other things that we just called hyper or. Stop feeding him candy.
Right. ADHD.
I do agree. On. I do think if I grew up in those days, or today's
if that's
standard,
what they want to call it now,
then I would be on a drug.
If that's what they want to call
of
it
some
now,
sort.
Is ADHD. Okay, that's what you call
but
it.
But I'm just saying.
Back in our day, it was
you
just
were
being fucking bad. You're hyper.
You're hyper. It was
when your parents would come in the room. And you're pushing the fucking limits. Mm-hmm. You remember those days. They've already told you
exactly.
Way more times than they're supposed to. They've told you two or three times already. And now they come in and they're going to fuck you up. And that's the end of the story.
And
you stop doing what you're doing.
And you remember exactly. Why you're acting up. Because I always remember why I was acting up. Because I just wanted somebody to play with me. I wanted some interaction. Like,
did you have imaginary?
You wanted somebody to play with
did
you?
Did you have imaginary friends?
You really wanted somebody to play with you, man?
Oh, wait, hold on. Whoa.
Like, wait. What was you doing? To the pillows or something? I mean,
really play with you?
What happened?
Like a game. I don't know.
What kind of games, bro?
Okay.
With your pillows, did you have, what were you
well,
doing?
Well, I was much younger than everybody else in the house, it seemed like, when I was growing up.
Oh,
it
you were much younger than
much younger
of us.
Than everybody else. Everybody else was older, and I was just always, you know, 7 to 9 years behind.
Uh-huh. He was experimenting.
I just wanted some.
I just wanted somebody to
play a video game. You know, video games are just now becoming cool.
Play video games, rub the blanket on your wiener.
Well, I mean, come on now. I'm gonna say that as a kid.
I think everybody did that as a kid.
Well, I'm gonna say, you know,
and if you say you didn't do it as a kid, you're a goddamn
that
liar.
Blanket feel good as a motherfucker.
Yeah,
man.
Well, come on. I'm saying like,
or your sheet.
Yeah, it's my dick
it's just
now, you know, I'm
soft.
Getting
it's all soft.
I'm becoming a man now, you know, shit.
You don't even know what you're doing back then. Like now, if I beat it now, I'm a professional. I know exactly what I'm doing. I got my visions.
Vision. Already. You already got the storyline in your head. I got it's already good.
Like, I got several in the bank that
if I'm beating it, I got some Pornhub playing.
That, too. But
and I like done to scoured my porn.
Here's what it's I like to do.
It's a special occasion.
Found the porn that I'm going to watch.
Right, but here's what I like to do, being a master at this shit now. Like, I like to intermix personal fantasies in with the porn at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that... Yeah, I'm
of
a pro.
People that you would be like,
but back in the day, when you first started, when you first started fiddling with yourself and, banging your couch cushion and shit.
You had no idea.
No, your mind had, you had no clue. You had no clue about what a pussy, you know what I'm saying? Nothing.
You didn't know what a pussy was yet.
That you had, you had not even seen the pussy lips ever.
No. No idea.
No idea how amazing.
You might have seen it in a magazine. I mean, that's where you, no, because you start touching yourself way before you've seen anything.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was back in our day.
In our day.
Now, it's different.
Now, it's all over the place.
Because back in my day, it was legit. Sears catalog, JCPenney catalog, any sort of bra, underwear.
That's all you're getting.
Stroke material. You're stroking.
Because it's all you're getting.
Stroke material.
You're not getting porn. As a, you know, you could sneak them, but it's not accessible.
Hey, you'd
not
find,
like today.
You'd find a breastfeeding manual that showed some titties. You would find a Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. Remember when those started coming out?
Those is beautiful.
Spank material. That was
all
top
spank
notch.
Material.
That was top notch.
Hell yeah.
It was a good thing.
Good. This is like an evolution. You get better and better at
but
it.
But now, all you have to do is type
click,
in Pornhub, and you're watching all the porn
all
that you
day
ever
long.
To watch. Yes.
All day.
It's porn. Porn.
I mean,
over
sex isn't even an object anymore.
For a while, so you know, I'm keen to porn. I do like some porn. I have sold some porn.
You did work in the porn industry for several years.
I worked in the porn industry nicely.
Which is commendable. I was an amateur pornist. I don't know if that's a word.
What?
Pornist.
You're calling a word right now.
All right, you're an amateur pornist.
Yeah, like a pornist.
Yeah, I don't know where you
amateur.
I don't know what you mean.
I'm a porn aficionado.
Were you making porn?
I made amateur porn material. Sure, I've dabbled. I was amateur. That's what I'm saying. He was professional porn industry. I was an amateur pornist for a while.
I slanged the porn.
Well, I mean, I still do it once in a while.
I previewed the porn before the porn got slanged. I played the porn.
I mean,
watch it.
And don't get me. I have
some of it was very interesting.
A reoccurring theme
but
in my
know,
life.
Here's the greatest thing about porn, right?
We should be.
I don't care what kind of porn. No, the
never
internet blew porn up. But
well, yeah,
it's just evolution.
All it is, if you really think about it, if you've honest to God seen one porn movie, you've pretty much seen them all.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean. Unless you get into all your fetishes, you know, like your foot fetishes.
The niches.
And
I like,
shit
I
like
call
that.
Them niches.
You know, like
the weird,
the weird
bizarre
shit,
porn.
You
know, hey, we know.
Sometimes.
Remember we talked on another podcast?
The brutal porn?
I told you about the girl. I saw the chick. When I told you about when I saw the chick kick the guy in the nuts.
Yeah, that's a weird porn.
That was out there.
That's a weird porn.
That is too much.
That's a weird porn. No, I
kind of stopped short of that.
So that's different.
Shit to get me
but I see what you're saying.
Dick,
one,
you know?
I mean, there's only so much that can happen in a porn. I see what you're saying. Besides the off-the-wall shit.
Yeah.
So generally, it's all going to be the same sort of material.
There is. I've seen a lot.
I mean, I like porn, but it's... I like to go on Jack
but
Dick.
But well, at the end of the day, though, think about it. They've done every sort of porn scene they could ever do.
Yeah, what can they do?
There's only so many holes.
I've seen
it
all. I think I've seen so much porn at this point that
I'm
overloaded with porn.
That's all I know.
I'll never get enough of porn, I'll be honest.
I'll still watch it, don't get me wrong.
Hell, I wish I was still, to this day, in the porn industry.
I'm
slinging that porn.
Hey,
that'd be tough.
I'm probably a lifelong amateur pornist. Even when I'm 80, I might be doing amateur porn.
Until you've done it. And you've looked in the face of somebody coming to buy your porn. have no idea what it is.
He slung porn, dude. Slung it.
Slung it. Slung the porn.
I guess really, you got really intimate because I don't think I've ever really.
I'm just saying.
I've never had to sell porn, so I don't know.
Sitting there and
I don't know how
like,
it is to sell porn.
You watch them come in and they sneak in and they.
Here's a movie I haven't seen.
Nobody's gonna notice me.
Hey, set in the
sneak. They're all fucking.
How about this movie? Set in the mid-90s. At the porno store, back when there was actual porno store.
Oh, yes. Shit.
And it's just, you know, it follows the guy that works at the porn.
I could write that movie.
Oh my exactly. God, we could.
Because I slang the shit out of the porn.
I mean, that's easy to come up with.
People would ask me about the porn.
And that's what.
Have you seen this movie?
And that's like the first 10 minutes of the movie right there.
Yeah.
People coming up asking weird questions about the porn.
Have you seen this? And 9 times out of 10? It's like, yeah, I watched a snippet.
Why not? Oh, I would have watched all that porn.
Oh, I used to sign for the porn.
Oh, you checked it in from the retail or the
from UPS
the wholesaler or distributor?
UPS used to come on every Tuesday.
Drop the porn.
With like 4 or 5 boxes of porn.
And I think I saw it should open up.
Well, I guarantee those UPS guys was taking
movie
porn
should open
the
up
that way. Every once in a while.
That's crazy.
It was always the same UPS guy. It was great. Me and the UPS guy got to know each other. He was like, oh, you guys got another shipment. The porn.
Man, porn will never stop. It just will evolutionize.
Yeah.
Because you can't find, back in my day, you would find, if you went into the woods, you're going to find porn. You're going to find porn magazines in the fucking woods.
Somebody might have it laying around.
It would happen, right? I bet you can't find it no more because it's gone mostly digital.
See, I had dial-up those days. So dial-up internet.
Well, yeah. Hello. I was guaranteed I was on the dial-up porn before you was on the dial-up porn. I was there when that shit was invented. And I was on it right away.
Yeah, that's when they had Thumbzilla before Pornhub.
That shit was great.
Yeah. I know.
Pornhub. I keep hyping Pornhub, only because Pornhub, I must admit.
Hey, did you know Pornhub's doing record deals now?
Are they really?
We should make a porno song and submit
yeah,
it.
Submit it.
Why
to
not?
Me.
We can make a good porno song.
Oh, hell yeah, we can make a good porno song.
Oh, God. I kill it.
Why don't we do that just for the fuck of it?
We could do a good one. That would be fun.
It would only take probably a couple hours, to be honest. I mean, it's not going to be that hard to write porn lyrics.
And really, to create a beat to that would just be simple.
Yeah.
Oh, I can create a beat for that.
We'll have just porn noises, porn lyrics. And
it has to be twerking bumping so they can twerk to it.
I don't know.
Well, it'd have to be. But the only, you know.
The beat's going to be a twerking beat.
I think we go different with it.
We can't. No.
You
got to do with the formula.
I think we go artsy.
You got to make it. Oh, artsy. No,
artsy.
If you do it, you got to be careful, artsy.
Hey, why don't we fucking blow their minds and do like Beyonce did when she released her last album? We'll do a visual song.
There you go.
Have a porn.
Have
a
video.
Porn video. I mean, you don't have to be in the porn.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see you in the porn, by the way.
I mean, I'd love to, but, you know, I don't want to be
direct
in
the porn.
The only thing I will do is
video
direct the porn.
That will accompany.
Well, I'm going to direct too, I assume.
No, look.
Be part
look,
of directing.
Look.
Well, I can find some rappers to get in the porn.
I think if we actually take a poll right now, I've been in the porn industry, sir.
He has the most time in the porn industry.
But let me help really, you know, write the script with
you,
and kind of
really
bring the whole
I'm
meaning.
Talking about directing it. Let's lose that line. There's
I mean,
no need for him to say,
I just,
suck
I just don't want
to
butt
grab
head.
Her by the head.
All I'm saying is there's no reason to butt heads.
Hey, Candy. Yeah, come over here. All right. Hey, turn around. Hey. You know, stuff like
that.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't care about that. That's fine.
Well, that's what
as
he's
long doing. As I'm
well, that's called directing.
I'm directing.
Okay, yeah.
Like a play director.
As long as, you know, you're not ruining, you know, the whole storyline that, you know, that fucking guy kind of brought
no,
to the table. And
if you
want to
direct, I'll be the cinematographer.
There you go.
Sorry, bro.
Can I write the story?
Story, bro. It's a porn.
It's a porn.
We need
fine.
A story.
Yeah, whatever.
Thank
whatever.
You.
Let him
can
write
I do
the
story.
Screenplay.
I'll do the screenplay. Thank
you. You're the director. You can change it.
Exactly.
Well, you're gonna give me some creative ideas.
Oh yeah, he's gonna say.
We're gonna
why
sit
why
down.
Y'all
we're gonna talk. I'm gonna
once
bring it to
again,
the table,
sir.
I'm gonna have circles.
I have worked in the porn industry.
Yes, I'm going to take your ideas and I'm going to bring it into the formula. We could
write a story about my time of working in the porn.
I assume that's what the thing would be about.
No, 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 it has to match our song that we're submitting to Pornhub in our new record contract.
It can all match.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we got to keep in mind the movie, the video.
The beat has to be tight.
With the song.
The beat has to bring it into
the story, whatever that song is, the story
in
there.
And then what we could do is we could tie it all back into jacking off with your pillow while watching porn.
That could be at the end. That's what it's. That's how it starts out. I mean,
you have all these.
You got a pillow or a. So you got, will you when got, you're.
You, oh my!
You Lord, will bang anything.
A lot of porn stars. Oh shit! You know, I've always wondered. You know, like dudes who date former porn stars, or I think for me that would be kind of hard.
Oh, I would not like that at all.
Because it's like.
Retired Jesus. Porn stars. Yeah. And, yeah.
Because
I think it would be kind
of. You have like video evidence of every person that she banged.
Okay, like, from the out. Okay, so in a in Fantasyland, that's hot.
That's hot. Yeah.
In Fantasyland.
If that's like my side chick.
That has to be
if
hard,
it was in real life and you was hard, and this chick was
like Tito Ortiz
laying next to you.
Jenna Jameson.
Right.
That'd be hard. Dude.
You're in bed and you're still up and she's snoring and just bothering and you're
and
just
then
looking
you're
just at
looking
her.
Over.
And you start having flashes of her asshole getting banged out
and drinking cum and
she's people all, just freaking coming all in her face.
There's guys bukkaking her gape. She's gaped and they're bukkaking her gape.
Yes. Disgusting.
And it's probably all the reason why you're up is probably because she turned you down for pussy at that time. She probably turned them down.
You
and was thinking,
whoa,
you let all these people bang.
I mean, I don't have nothing against. I will date a porno star any day of the week. I will date you today.
I'm not saying, but I don't think, no children.
I don't think
we're going any further.
I would
then we're just dating because in my mind, and when I say dating, I don't mean like. We're going out on a date.
No, I mean we're gonna go.
We're
gonna
drink go
in.
We're
gonna bang.
Drink and bang.
Because what if she tells you you're married? I have to go to a shoot, or like your porn star. Like she's still a porn star and you're married to her. Because
then you're just fucking up. Then
Could
you're
you
just
imagine that.
Up.
You know, I watched the porn on Pornhub. I can't remember.
You know what I mean? Like those ones. Like, whoa!
Hey, look.
If I was a porn star, I would marry the porn star.
I think
if I'm not
if
a porn
you,
star, I'm not doing it.
I think if you,
because you have to go get yours
if
too.
You go on Pornhub and you search "angry husband" at porn shoot.
Oh, he comes to the porn shoot like the scene from Boogie
Nights.
But
you have to look through them. I can't remember exactly what the name of it is, but you got to kind of look through them. But there's one where this dude, I swear to God. She started taking an anal, and he just...
What the fuck,
shit.
Honey? What?
Like, it was
You gotta be kidding me.
I know.
Take it in
and,
the house.
And either he was a very good actor...
Stop doing that to her!
Or this was real. And he didn't expect this to happen.
Jesus. Damn. Oh, God!
Because the backstory to it was is that she never did anal up to that point.
It was That's her terrible. First time anal scene?
First time anal scene.
Nice.
And he wasn't the one to do it.
He got pissed
was,
the fuck off,
and
man.
He was married to the porn star.
Hey, if my old lady's going to get her asshole banged out, I'm going to be the first one to do it, in my mind.
I mean, I might as well be the first one to do this.
I would hope I'm the first one.
Right.
To
yes.
Or she's going to do it to herself.
Yeah.
But... No other dude's gonna
come out here and ream your asshole out.
That's just warning sign in a relationship is all that was. That's a warning sign. When your chick gets her asshole banged out by some other dude and then you get mad, it's a warning sign.
You need to get out of that relationship.
Hey, yo, we're at 53 minutes in. We're gonna take a little break.
Yes. That was it.
Yeah.
Oh, your brother's the one that you're running from, but if you got money, fuck it, cause I want some.
B.I.G. Oh, God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the B.I.G. Oh, God. Go. I tell a bad bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deep in that Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with, fuck I'm saying. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the fucking villain. Man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling. From the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling, aw, oh, man, it gotta be. Young player from the D that's killing everything that he see but a go. Click, 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 click.
Banged out. That's right. Wednesday drink day, people.
We're still here.
We're still here. I hope y'all have enjoyed this episode. It's been a pleasure bringing all of this information to everybody and helping people learn.
If you've got a wild hair in your ass and you're up in the morning, we're at 55 minutes. Listen to it.
Listen to it and tweet us. Send us questions. Yeah. Or answers. Send us answers first and we'll figure out the question. Yes. Fuck it.
Either way.
However you want to do it. It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
You can ask us anything. Why is the sky blue? We don't give a fuck. If you missed the ending of it, we don't give a fuck.
You could care less, really.
I said it before, I keep saying it. Some just won't make it in 2014. Some won't see us in 2015.
Yes.
To the moon and back.
We're ever evolving. This is what we do. And clearly, it's always just been us three.
Well, it hasn't worked out well for some.
No, it hasn't.
That's what I can say.
Which is crazy.
I mean, it's not like they didn't have their opportunity to show something. I mean,
it's not like they still can't just show up.
Invites after invites of come do this.
It doesn't matter. Whatever.
Yeah, I know.
It's a sad thing sometimes. But
it is what it
is. I just say fuck it.
That's why we
at the end of the day,
do a little reset in the middle of the week.
And I'm going to quote myself from the other day. At the end of the day, my balls will still be blowing in the summer breeze. So it's all good.
Yes.
Don't care.
That's a great analogy.
It is.
That's a great one.
They like mean that. Nothing for me. At the end of the day, I got my balls. And they're it is flowing. Nice.
Now that you mentioned that, I do need to get my balls out in the summer breeze more often. Like blowing in the breeze.
Blowing in the it's summer nice. Breeze.
I need to do that more often.
I definitely like to step outside. I've been going outside every day, just especially at night. I love it.
I mean in the summer breeze. I mean
your balls actually
in a pair of light shorts.
Oh, you're talking about like your dick out there? Oh yeah, taking
where they're actually move no, where your balls are swaying a little bit from the summer breeze, like in real life. I need more of that in my life. That's what I was actually saying.
Damn.
More of that actual scenario happening. That would be very nice.
You're asking for a whole lot. You know,
not really. It should be a right for every man to have his balls blow in the summer breeze.
I want to talk about the legal part of this here. You know.
It's a man's right.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds great.
There's no legal part in this.
You know.
What's illegal about having your balls blowing because, in the summer breeze?
I mean, when I think my balls are really out.
No, they're not out. You have a pair of light shorts on. Maybe no drawers.
I'm saying light shorts.
Yep. See, I want it all. If it's, I want it all.
You want it all.
Hey,
I don't understand why you would want it all. I don't think I would ever want to come out there when I say my balls would still be blowing the summer breeze. Is well, I like the summer breeze. Sometimes I just put on some basketball shorts.
You know how amazing that would feel? That's like your girl just kneeling down and just blowing on your balls.
Yeah, I mean it's a good feeling
with her warm breath. It's like a summer breeze.
A summer breeze. Yeah.
But
that'd
that's
be amazing.
But what all I'm saying
exactly.
Is
exactly.
I want to put on some
more natural.
Blow on my balls.
She's not going to agree to that.
Some basketball shorts with no drawers on, and stand outside in the summer breeze and let the wind blow. You understand what I'm saying?
Blowing oh, yes.
It's
bit.
A beautiful feeling.
And that's what I was saying. I need
I
more of
the
that.
Gym, though.
Oh,
it is
it's
a good,
beautiful feeling.
When like a good wind gets it, but now it's the cold, and then the fall wind.
I said summer breeze.
Warm summer breeze.
Warm summer breeze. I'm not talking about a winter breeze, October breeze, a November, December, January, February, March, April, May sometimes.
You didn't even say hot summer. You said warm.
I said a warm summer breeze. That's all I want.
All I want to do is pinpoint down the month.
That's all I want. Warm summer breeze. blowing on my balls every day.
And that's why everything in 2015 will be just fine. Because once again, it's going to happen.
Everybody,
it's going to happen out there, for us.
Keep that wind, that warm summer breeze blowing on your balls.
Keep it.
And we will see y'all.
It's a lovely
next
feeling.
Next week.
Deuces.
See ya.
Really, I think...